That some people aren't familiar with this song. Is that true here? You know this song? Let's sing this first stanza again, just to hear this message. Can we start it? I know that. Here we go.
I come with joy to meet my Lord, forgiven, loved, and free.
That's what we celebrate. I come with joy. You come with joy today. I come with joy to meet my Lord forgiven. Do you truly understand that you're forgiven? Truly? Forgiven? How about loved? You truly understand that you are loved more than we can ever understand? How about free? Do you feel free today? Do you really feel free? I come with joy to meet my Lord, forgiven, loved, and free, in awe and wonder to recall His life laid down for me. Please be seated. Would those that are helping with communion this morning please come forward? As I said earlier, this morning is World Communion Sunday, and it's a time for us to recognize that all around the world, people are gathering to whichever side. I feel special. People all around the world are gathering together to take Holy Communion or Eucharist or the Lord's Supper. It's called many different things. As we celebrate the fact, imagine the millions of people that are joining together with you, the body of Christ, in celebrating what God did for you and for me through Jesus Christ. Just think for a minute about that. You see, many of you have heard this, but I think it's a powerful story because whenever the Jews were in Egypt as slaves, God spoke with Moses. Many of you know the story, and God said that He is sending an angel of death that will kill all the firstborn children. But a way for the Hebrew people to save their firstborn children is to put the blood of the lamb over their doorpost. And so Moses shared this with his Hebrew brothers and sisters, and he says, we have to kill a lamb, and we have to spread its blood over the doorpost of our home, and the angel of death will pass over us. And our household. And so all of the Hebrew people took this lamb and they put its blood over their doorpost. And the blood of the lamb was a symbol to the angel of death to pass over their house. And for thousands and thousands of years, the Hebrew people have celebrated what's called the Passover feast. And they celebrate how God saved them from the angel of death. And the blood of the lamb spread on their doorpost reminded the angel of death to pass over their home.